This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Air on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Bumper Doc Santee. Go to 8711 Magnolia Street for scratches, dings, and dents. Bumper Doc Santee, they are absolutely the best. Go to Santee Bumper Doc. And Black Forest Motorsports for all your BMW, Mini, and Porsche needs. Black Forest Motorsports has got over 40 years experience. That's blackforestautomotive.com. And if you have a business like a grocery store, liquor store, or even a retail store, and you can't get employees, which is a big deal right now, how about self-checkout? That's right. Go to Southwest Point of Sale. They will hook you up, and you won't need those customers. You'll save all kinds of money. 800-540-2149. Talk to Jeff, Mark, Beth, Ted, Tony, and Ramon. Any one of them can help you. And the bonus is, they'll service your facility 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, no questions asked. Southwest Point of Sale. Call them, 800-540-2149. Well, we got Brittany Sandoval in the house. How you doing, kiddo?
I am wonderful.
She got to drive the race car.
Yes, I haven't been out on the track at all since November of 2019, and I haven't been at Verona since October of 18. Wow. So it's so nice to be back.
So just to give people an update, you've basically rebuilt the car.
Stripped it down and replaced every single nut and bolt.
Yeah.
Everything is new on that.
All the bushings.
Yep, and new fuel lines, some of the electrical, mm-hmm. painted the chassis. She needed it. She was resting
she
on her belly.
She really looked pretty.
Yeah, and put in power steering.
And got 60 laps under your belt.
I love it. And yeah, I'm sore and bruised and like swollen on my shoulders and my back.
Okay, so for folks who've got a dwarf car without power steering,
many people now,
what would be your advice?
Get it.
Yeah.
So the two biggies are a quick change and or
which is
power
a
steering.
Which is a differential for folks that don't know what a quick change
yes.
is.
Yes, and so like those are the two biggies that people are starting to, or in the last couple of years, starting to change over to. And I went for the power steering over the quick change.
That'll be next year.
Nah, you know.
Well, unless you go traveling again, you don't really need a quick change, do you?
Correct, or you can just change out your gears. I have a couple pumpkins that okay. I can change out.
Which is not that difficult.
Correct. If you have the right people and the right attitude, it's fine.
So what was it about the power steering that really, you know, on the top of your list?
The first thing that stood out is I could see the ruts more than I could feel them, which for the last 5 years, like when there's a rut, you know, coming in or out of a turn, you really get disrupted, and including the steering wheel in your hand. That's the whole reason. That's one of the big reasons. My last race, 2019, Harvest Hustle, there was a huge rut coming out of two. And when I would hit it, because sometimes that's the only line you have, the steering wheel was being ripped out of my hands. Like literally, I'd get air and my hands are elsewhere. They're not on the steering wheel.
Wow.
And I remember saying that after the race. Tony out of Ventura, he's all, yeah, when you were in the air, I knew I could finally do a clean pass on you. I'm all, yeah, I had.
Because
yeah.
you had no control.
I had no control. And that's when Darren Brown stepped in. He's all, you know, if you'd had power steering, that wouldn't have happened. So at the track, there were some minor ruts that I could hardly feel on Friday night at practice.
Okay,
in my
so
hands.
Why would power steering make
just dampens
the ruts
it all.
Go away?
I am no expert on this. This was literally the first time on Friday night ever with it. It dampens it. I have no idea. I'm the wrong
person. But you
person
had better
to ask.
You had better control.
Absolutely. Like I said, now I see them rather than feel them. Where it used for 5 years of racing, right. I would certainly feel them long before I ever saw them. You know,
you keep
the track.
Did you keep track of your lap times?
No, I did.
Because I was just curious if you've improved.
Well,
or do you feel like you have?
Right. Keeping in mind, I haven't been in the car for a year and a half.
Yeah.
And my coach, you know, I had some, and my sensei, they're like, all we want you to do is just relax, and just start getting used to the power steering.
Yeah, yeah.
And it came real quick. Like, I loved it the first time I was off the track.
Went,
I was already a believer.
I like this.
Yes. And so then by the second time, I'm like, well, now I'm going to start, you know, getting used to other things that I haven't done for a year and a half, tapping the brake to get the rear end to come around. And so it came pretty quick. I would say the one thing I still need to work on, I had the wiggles coming out of turn four where I start to correct, but I'm overcorrecting.
Oh, yeah.
And I had slight wiggles. But other than that, it came a lot quicker than I thought. And I wasn't the only one. Devin Kelly, who went on to win last night, he was trying power steering for the first time as well.
Oh, yeah. Really?
So we're one of the last ones. But I called Patrick this morning. He and Eric are the owners of Apex Contracting and Restoration, and they're the ones that got the power steering for me. And I was so excited to thank him and tell him all about it. And I told him about it not ripping the steering wheel out of my hand. And he's like, I totally get it. He's trying to get power steering for his buggy as well. So I think he was excited that I was over the moon.
So the first five laps, you were just thrilled to death.
I smiled the whole night.
Okay, now the last five laps. The last five laps. Would you say was a major improvement from the first five laps?
Well,
the last five?
I went out six times.
No, I know, but I mean, I'm giving you the first five of the first run and then the last five of the sixth run.
Right. And that's what I was going to answer. I went out 60 laps and my best ones were 50 through 60.
I was just going to say.
Normally I'd be so wasted, you know, my little arms here, especially not being in race-ready shape right now, I could usually only do about 50. And by then I was like, Dad, I got to pull on the trailer by now. And then I went out a sixth time. And that was when I was really starting to feel good. And like, okay, it's coming back. Like literally 50, 51, 52. And it was really no problem. So.
And the car ran well?
Yeah, she did great. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, it was wonderful. Darren Brent really was a big part of tearing it all down and
putting it all together.
His dad, Greg Brent, stopped by a few times. David Taft, I think he worked on my electrical.
Okay.
So it's a team. Yeah. It was wonderful to be out there. I had a little moment. It was just so good to be back in staging at Barona. It's really hard as a spectator to be in staging at Barona. It's really hard. I'm happy for my boys when they're going out there.
But it's
not easy.
But.
So it's wonderful to be at the home track in staging when the sun was starting to go down, but the blue of the sky, and they've got a lot more American flags up there right now. I don't know. I just noticed them on Friday night.
Will you quit noticing things?
I was in staging. I wasn't going around in circles. I was in staging, and it was just like, it's good to be home.
Yeah.
Kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was really, and everyone was laid back. Nick Novak came by a few times, collecting money, and it was good to see him.
And how'd the new belts work out?
They're good and tight. That's why my shoulders are still swollen, I think.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So everything you did was a bonus to the car.
Yeah, I think everything's settling. So, I didn't go to the races on Saturday because I want to race so bad now. I'm like, I got it. I worked on the house yesterday from sunup to sundown. I worked on it again from sunup till I came here today. I'm like, I have got to finish this so I can start racing.
Yeah. So concentrate on racing.
Yeah, I don't want to do either half.
So do you think you should do exercises? I mean, you think you should work on your body now?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think there is that. Yeah, you don't want to lose because I learned that the hard way. In Mojave in 2019, I know I lost two positions in the main
because
I have a fatigue.
Ran out of gas.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah. And I'm not going to rely wholly on the power steering. I love it. I'm a believer. I'm thankful. Love it. But still, even just the mental side of it, just work on mental endurance as well. Just pushing as you're getting tired.
Yeah. And you still have to go out with 5, 10, 15 other cars here pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
And that's even more fun.
Yeah.
But at least you'll be able to work your way through the crowds or through the group. Now with a car you can control.
Yeah, well.
And you can actually hang on for the whole time.
Yeah. I kept coming out at turn four and in the straightaway, and I was like, I feel relaxed. That was the big thing. Just stay relaxed, stay relaxed. Yeah.
And learn to breathe.
Oh, yeah. Breathing's important.
I know. I always had a problem with that.
Yeah.
Breathing. All right, let's take a quick break. You're all listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer. Voice saying, won't you ever learn?
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
The segment brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Go to ElCajonMotors.com, 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. They support Barona's Circle Track, and we can't thank them enough. Also, San Diego Gear and Axle, 1488 Pioneer Way. Go to stgearaxle.com. All right, we got Dirt Dude on the line. How you doing, Budsky?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Not too shabby.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. She's
all so happy to be back.
I keep pulling her down by her ankles. She keeps floating to the roof. And she didn't even race last night.
I know, but it was still fun going in circles.
Well, I saw a little video of you out there on practice. Brian Fitzgibbons went live for their practicing their hobby stock. And you were on the track just before they went out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there's a little clip of you right before they go on the track. There's a little clip of you coming around for the last time on one of the practice nights, one of the practice runs.
So how'd it go last night?
Oh, you've been out there. It went good. Kind of a little cold last night after it was a really nice day. Really good racing conditions. Track came in really well. It just didn't have like overwhelming car count that we thought. But it was still good. Like every division had at least, you know, 6 to 10 cars. A couple of them, one had like 13. It was just really good night, though. Fans all kind of showed up, but we're competing with so much going on. Paris is running. And then they've already announced that next race, May 29th, is going to be canceled. That's the Memorial Day weekend one. And then go back. The next race will be June.
Canceled where? At Barona?
At Barona.
How come?
They're anticipating low car count because Kokopa is running a huge race that's going to be huge money to win, and they're trying to get the modifieds to go to that. I think they're doing an open comp, somewhat street stock division thing.
Okay.
So if you have a street stock or even a pro stock kind of, I think you can go out there and run. And then they're doing hobby stock race too, which has a bunch of money to win.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The talk in the pits on Friday at practice was a smart move because traditionally it is a lower car count because there's so much going on. And then with Kokopa, so it's the best of both worlds because
it's kind of hard because that's like a good weekend. Everyone's going to go to the river.
Exactly.
And, you know, you compete with too much.
But you can still go racing at Kokopa.
And then the following day, you've got the Indy 500. I know you wouldn't think that would compete. But a lot of times, you know, people do Indy parties and get together with their racing friends and what have you.
Probably a smart move.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah. Yeah, so, we'll just have to see. Like I said, the next race will be the 14th. And they're actually got something big in the works for July 24th. I got to go through my dates half time. I mean, it's like, scatterbrained. July 24th is a sport mod with about 1,500 to win. And they're having the hobby stocks come up, and they're getting about $1,500 for that one to win.
Nice.
Too. Yeah. There was an anonymous donor that is throwing some serious money at Paris.
Yeah.
But that's good.
So who won?
Who won last night? I'll give you the rundown real quick. In our juniors, junior sprints, Gage Baldwin got a main event win. The Sportsman's Bryson Byford got another main event win. He is now 5-3 at our track and 2 at Kokopa. The Masters was Jacob Manala. Manola, I think is how you say it. He's like, yeah, it's like Mala, but Manola. And onto the big track, lightning sprints, or wingless last night. Grant Sexton got a back-to-back main event win. Modifieds, Eric Evans got a main event win for the Nine Motorsports team. And then the sport mods was Brian Brown. In the sport compacts, Andrew Schmidt. And street stocks is Dave Capella. Dwarfs with Devin Kelly.
Yeah, first win.
And pure stocks is David Hunt.
Yeah, and then again.
Also for the Nine Motorsports, they had a fabulous night last night. Christopher Evans went to Paris and won the pure stock main event.
That's a lot of wins for that family.
That was a good night.
They're going to have to add on. They're going to have to add on to their house.
Same with the Baldwins, I was thinking.
Yeah.
They're going to need a new garage just for their trophies. The Sport Compact looks like it's growing. Were there 8 cars?
I think there was like 8 or 9. Yeah, there was. It looked good. I mean, it was a good racy track for them, and they actually had a good race going. Like, there's the dwarf cars were – it was just a phenomenal main event. I don't know. You weren't there, were you, Brittany? You
no.
didn't even go watch?
No.
Yeah, if you get to watch some video of it. Man, it was the five. Drawing a blank on the name.
Peters.
Robert Peters. Pretty much running away with it. Caution comes out at lap, like we're getting ready to take the white flag. So like 18, lap 18, caution comes out. Bottle stacked him back up. It was Peters. 12. Drawing a blank.
John Isabella.
And then who else was behind them? No, then Devin Kelly was behind them. So Devin Kelly was third. They go to take the green. Robert didn't get into it fast enough. Mm-hmm. And the 12 just goes around him, and then it's just like into turn one. They're going back and forth. And then it was like white flag. It was Devin Kelly, I think, was still third and then made the pass when they were still battling out.
Devin Kelly
just took that at the end.
That's all. I mean, good for him, though. Maybe that was that be patient kind of.
He commented, I'm like, how were you feeling after that, you know, that run? Because it was, you know, pretty much straight 18 laps of just battling. And I'm like, you tired yet a little bit? And he's like, no, man. It goes, I got power steering.
Yep. On Friday, the two of us were both trying power steering for the first time. I actually liked it a lot quicker than he did. He's like, I don't know. Da, da, da. I bet he bonded with it last night.
He's probably like, it was a big help. I'm sure he probably would have been really tired or wore out from trying to wheel that car.
Well, let me tell you, Brittany did 60 laps Friday night.
Yeah.
And she came in a wheelchair.
No, that is not true.
Yeah,
my best was at the end. I was really starting to feel it. And even the track was still good. It was, I don't know if it was quite overcast, but it didn't dry out. I think they watered it while the juniors were out at between 6 and 6:30. And it was a nice track even at the end.
I was talking to someone that was up there for practice. They said it was cold. Did it get really cold on Friday night?
It was cool. I don't know. I was in my race suit and excited, so it was perfect degrees for me.
The adrenaline was cranking, so she was 102 degrees Fahrenheit.
The track seemed good still at the end.
Yeah, she says she didn't get the steering wheel shook out of her hand.
Yeah, I don't
she
even know if
there
were ruts or
not.
Yeah, no air time. That was nice.
Well, I was a real surprise last night because after they cut the track, you know, the juniors come out and do their main events.
Mm-hmm.
We're regrading the track, and I went to rolled out the lightning sprints to go through their formal introduction, and the track was like, they didn't put enough water in this thing. It looked like it was still kind of dry. And I mean, I saw Bardo drive around, but not like really wet the track down. I'm like, it's going to be probably a brutal night if they just use this track up, but it stayed nice the whole night.
That's how I
it
feel practice,
like it was gonna
too.
Rain the whole night.
Yeah. I don't know. It's good stuff.
Yeah. So
maybe it hit the water they had and it just came back up at the end of the night when it cooled down. The water comes back up to the top.
That's what it seemed like. I'm not saying that's what happened, but that's what it seemed like at practice. I was pleasantly surprised.
Did street stocks run last night?
Yes, they did.
Did Mr.
Didn't know where Paul Dyke didn't have the great advance he was looking
fifth.
For last night.
Paul Dyke was fifth.
Oh, he's fifth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He started, what, eighth, finished fifth. And PJ Dyke started back of the field or midfield and then finished, I think, second. And what else? David Hunt got his second main event win in the Pure Stock.
Yeah.
That was cool because I talked to him a little bit.
And he raced two divisions last night. He raced a Sport Compact as well. I talked to him on Friday at practice.
Sunny Trent, actually, she did pretty good. Finished
third.
Back. She's coming around in that car. I talked
to her
before the races, too, and she's like, well, they went from the regular street tire to now they can run a Hoosier G60.
Mm.
So she said that Hoosier makes a big difference. That car will actually bite now.
Oh.
Instead of running a street tire, or like the Coopers that they run, they can actually run a race tire now.
Mm. Probably made all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
How was the fan count?
I never got a number, but from my experience of looking at the stands and seeing it looks like we were probably around a little over 700, somewhere around there.
So it was a good crowd, considering the competition that was out there this weekend.
It was a good night. I mean, it just really was like a normal night, and a lot of people don't really like come out for a normal night. It's nothing special. Well, I mean, it's not like you're not tempting with 360 sprints. You're not tempting with something they're not going to see,
right.
You know, like, well, the biggest night was a 360 sprints from what I found out. Mm-hmm. That was bigger than opening night.
Yeah.
But opening night is like we haven't been open for like 6-8 months. So everyone's going to come out for opening night.
Sure.
Then, like, we had 360 sprints, and there was more people for 360 sprints than an opening night because it's a big draw. It's something cool to come and see because they're not going to be there all the time. That's like when we did figure eights.
Mm-hmm.
Figure eights, you're like, you get a ton of people to a figure eight race just because they don't run them all the time. But if you ran them all the time and they're a part of, you know, the whole menu thing, then everyone gets washed out on them. Yeah, gets totally used to it, or they're like, yeah, I've seen that. It's nothing new. Same people kind of are always there, so it's nothing like, oh, yeah, it's something totally new.
But that's a reason, that is why you should get to know a driver, so that every time you want to be there and watch the driver, watch the highs, the lows.
Yeah, follow your driver.
Get to know him. Yeah, so that's kind of a argument to really sell the drivers.
Right. How'd the kids do?
Become like a track sponsor or become like, you know, part of the racing family.
Yeah, part of the crew.
So how'd the kids do?
They did all pretty good. I mean, it's just like I said, Bryson has been doing great. He's got 3 main event wins at our track and 2 main event wins at Kokopo. So he's got 5 main event wins straight now. So he's just been on a real good tear. Jacob Manola, he just pretty much picked the car up and was just starting racing. He raced a little bit last year and got his main event. So, I mean, it seems like they're doing really good. Like all the junior drivers Kelly Weitzel lost the chain last night. She was running good. She's running in second.
Man.
In the main event, running second, chain blew off.
She was hilarious at practice. So practice, she comes marching up to me. I get my hug. I love it. And then she's like, you racing tomorrow? I'm like, well, I have to adult. I have, you know, adulting is overrated. I need you to just really enjoy your childhood. And she goes, and I said, I haven't been in the car for 1.5 years. I need to practice. She's all, you're here now, aren't you? Like, she's busting my...
And she's good at it, too, let me tell you.
So funny. Well, you're here now practicing. Yes.
So why can't you come out tomorrow?
She's like, I'm doing it. Why can't you?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, this one over here across from me, moving kind of slow right now.
I feel great.
I know, but you're a little on the sore side.
I'm bruised. It's just because I don't have much padding up top.
That's
so it's just my seat has bruised my back. My shoulders are bruised. But it's sore, but not sorry.
All right. We got to let you go, buddy. Good talking to you, as always.
All right. We'll catch you next time.
Bye, Dirt Dude.
All right, buddy. Hey, folks, that was Dirt Dude. And thanks to El Cajon Ford for all their support. We're going to take a quick break. And we got Chris Holt on the line. He's going to talk about a phenomenal race coming up. I guess it's next weekend at Paris Auto Speedway right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
All right, folks, welcome back. back. You are listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. One fast half-mile track.
Yes.
It's fast.
It's big.
You got to take that little dwarf up there and stretch its legs out. Hey, and John's Automotive Import Repair right there, 7447 University Avenue in La Mesa. Go to johnssandiegoautorepair.com. Napa Auto Care, ASC certified. You can't beat them. Hey, Chris Holt. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Dave Stahl. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm just living the dreams, and Brittany's all excited. She got power steering in her dwarf car, and she's just died and gone to heaven.
Well, power steering is always a good thing.
It helps.
Hey, so the reason I called in today was to tell you about our upcoming race this weekend, the Salute to Indy. You know, this is a very prestigious race that goes way back, started in 1948 with Dempsey Wilson was the first winner that they ever had. So it went all the way through to different racetracks with the California Racing Association up until 1990 when Ascot closed. Then there was nothing going on for until 1996, Paris Auto Speedway opened up, and now we brought it back, and it's just a good, fun race.
Yeah, in fact, Barona realized what you were doing, and didn't they cancel? No, that's the following.
Right.
Yeah. So that's going to be a great, great. What's on the lineup?
Our normal deal, you know, with the senior sprints and the California Racing Association, the USAC, and now it's the USAC CRA. And I'm going to have a full show, 30 laps this year.
Oh.
Wow. That's going to be wild. And I understand you got a really, not only but a large car count, but you've got some serious opportunities to win some money.
Money is up, as always. And this year, Tony Jones has got some sponsors for different events during the night. Then we have, you know, the usual people that don't want their names mentioned that walk around and pitch in some money. So the racers are pretty happy that Tony Jones is back and what's going on with the series. So the car counts are up. I had 24 cars last time. We're expecting a few more. Just talked to a few of the Arizona guys, R.J. Johnson, C.V. Sussex, and some of those. They're planning on coming out. So hopefully we get some guys from up north. Be a good show.
Yeah, and the weather's supposed to be good, too.
You know, the weather is usually always good at Paris. Maybe a little on the cool side, maybe a little on the warm side, but always good night for racing.
You encourage spectators to buy tickets online, correct?
Yeah, because, you know, the county there, Riverside, and I think the Fair Board has a little bit to do with it. I'm not sure if all the politics are going on, but no walk-up sales.
Okay.
So we have on the Facebook page, the Paris Auto Speedway Facebook page, and their website, they have all the information on how you can buy tickets online because no walk-up sales.
Yeah, it's really easy to see. It says admit one, order tickets. I just wanted any listener who might be a spectator next week to know, get that online ahead of time.
And I heard it was very, very simple to do, and it really speeded up getting on the track.
It must be simple because we've been getting really good crowds. And that's the only way they can do it.
That's so funny. That's because you haven't tried it.
Oh, stop, David.
I couldn't help myself.
Fortunately, I don't have to. And fortunately, I don't think this is going to be going on much longer. You know, the way everything is lifting.
I agree.
Just hope we get back to normal. It's a long time now.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And I think, you know, it's just got to the point now where, everything is starting to turn around quicker than we anticipated.
Yep.
Thanks to the Gavin Newsom recall. I think that's having a lot to do with it, you know? I mean, but that don't be political on me now. That's okay.
Well, I'm vaccinated, and Scott and a lot of the people, I noticed people in the pits are all talking about they're all vaccinated, so I think everybody's starting to relax a little bit, and, you know, we're hearing less and less numbers of people we're not losing as many people.
Right.
So things are looking good.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm very excited indeed. And like I said, it's – yeah, go ahead.
Brittany. I was just wondering if there are any particular drivers or teams we should be looking out for, rooting for.
Well, this is going to be a pretty interesting year because, you know, the Demon, Damon Garner, he's always been the guy that you can say, oh, he's going to win it. It's not like that anymore. Yeah, Austin Williams is really tough. Brody Rowe is really tough.
Oh, Brody's going to race.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys, and they all got the Demon in mind. So he's the guy to beat. He's not leading the points. It's actually Austin Williams that's leading the points. But the interesting thing about the Demon is he's going for win number 98 with the series. And that would tie him with Corey Kruseman.
Oh.
It would put him in third place of all time, what we call the CRA group, you know, going back to the 40s.
Sure.
With got Dean Thompson with 105 wins. I got Rip right behind him. Then Corey Kruseman in third, and Demon's trying to tie that Corey Kruseman record.
That is, see, that's some stuff to know when you're sitting in the stands. That's awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, we're very fortunate to have Scott Delosio. Oh. He knows all of that
that's
stuff.
That's right. And, you're right on that one.
Well, and that's the heart. That's the heartbeat of a racetrack, and that's the announcer, you know. And
he's awesome.
Yeah, and if he does, and he, you know, and he is such a fan, and he definitely, you're right, he knows everybody out there. And I think, you know, when I used to help out at Cajon Speedway, and I didn't know all the drivers like Tom McGrath did, oh, my God, was that embarrassing. Oh, that was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
I tell you, Scott knows the drivers, he knows the owners, he knows the owners' families, he just knows everybody. And it's amazing what that guy can retain. And that really makes the fan aware of what's going on. You know, we try to bring up information out of the pits, but Scott, half the time, he's ahead of me.
Well, you know, and it's funny that you should say that, but, you know, Barona has kind of done the same thing you're now doing at Paris. They have a different announcer calling the races, and then they took Dirt Dude, and he's doing what you do.
Uh-huh.
And I told him, I said, you need to go to Paris and watch how that combination works. I think it's huge because you do such a great job in the pits and talking to the winners because you're right there on the track with them. There's no way Scott's going to crawl down the ladder and run across the stands, run down on the track. So I think the split announcers, I think it's perfect for myself personally.
Years ago, they used to do that, but we didn't have all these curfews and stuff back then. So it has to, the show has to run a lot faster than the old days. So we got Matt Mitchell is coming back for this weekend. He's a two-time winner. Austin Williams will be there. You know, he's going trying to keep his point lead, which he probably will. He's a two-time winner. Got the Demon. He'll be there. I think Demon's won the Salute to Indy about five times.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a pretty good night.
And he's always a good show. I mean, the Demon is always a good show.
You know, Scott and I were talking about the Demon yesterday and his gunfighter eyes and stuff. You know, when he gets to the racetrack, that guy is just there for a checker flag and nothing else. Now, today, they have a little thing out there in Corona at the Rockin' Brews. It's a kind of a meet and greet with the Demon, Damon Gardner. And the people are going to see a whole different side to a very calm, nicest guy you could ever meet.
Wow. But you know what? You can say that about Brittany.
Oh, stop.
I'm telling you, I was out and Brittany was getting ready to race one day.
Exhausting.
So I just stuck my head in her car. I said, hey, Brittany. Excuse me. I can't talk to you right now.
Dave,
I'm focused.
Exhausting.
I'm focused. And she was. She was so focused. And the same thing with the Demon. You know, I had him on radio a couple times. Just the nicest guy. Great interview. Tons of fun. I walk up to him on the track. Didn't he want to give me the time of day?
Game time, Dave. It's game time.
I know. Didn't he want to give me the time of day? It's like, who are you? I'm busy. Can't you see? I'm getting ready to go out. I got to do this. I got to do that. So I learned a long time ago, just leave it alone.
Yeah, you could be with them on a Thursday, and then on a Saturday, it's where you were with a different person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? I think that's what makes the champion, if you want my opinion.
There we go. You got to be focused.
Yeah, if you're not focused, then what are you doing there?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you go up and try to talk to Austin Williams now. He's just as intense as the rest of them. You know, he used to be a little bit more relaxed, but he's paying attention at the racetrack. He doesn't want to be interrupted. He's not there to fool around. And like a lot of these drivers, they're not there to make friends. They're there to win a race. You know, they'll make friends after the races, which everybody from the grandstands can come on down now.
Yeah.
They put all the drivers up on front. They're selling T-shirts, signing autographs.
Oh, good.
It's a real good deal for the fans. You know, some of the drivers have little things to give away. They got the cards and candy and things like that. So everybody's welcome.
Yeah. And folks, if you've never been to Paris Auto Speedway, I'm telling you.
I'm thinking about their food and drinks that they have. Stop. Sorry, I went there, but I enjoy that too.
And I don't know what it is about track food. But man, is it good.
I had a hot dog last night, and it was like the best hot dog I ever had.
I know. Isn't that the craziest thing in the world?
Right.
All right,
and
Chris.
So you got to bring it up real quick that you can't walk up to the snack bar. You do have to download an app now at fanfood.com.
Oh, okay.
It's probably going to be a couple more races, you know, all part of the pandemic rule. So.
But the food's still there.
Food's still there. Yep.
Fanfood.com, is that what you said?
Yeah, fanfood.com.
And then you download the app, you order your food, you pay for it online, and then they would text you back. You go down and pick up your food.
Sweet.
Good to know.
All right, Chris, thanks a million for calling in. Can't wait to see you again. Be safe, and let's get ready for next Saturday.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back a whole lot more. Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. Go out 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. They'll take care of all your automotive needs, in-house dyno, whether it's a truck, car, drag car, sand car, buggy, doesn't make any difference. Greg knows how to get horsepower out of your vehicle. Certified Car Clinic at CertifiedCarCare.net. All right. So the Nationals ran this weekend
at
as well.
Quincy, the Dwarf Nationals at Quincy, I believe it was.
Where's that at?
Oh, Northern California. Gorgeous. I don't know what other divisions they run, but for any drivers or crew members out there, if you see that they're running your division at Quincy, I highly recommend it. It's like camping in the mountains.
I remember that track.
Oh,
yeah.
So beautiful. It's a bigger track. It's nearly a half mile.
Ooh.
But unlike Paris, which it has like bigger sweeping, it's like a
flat, really
long paperclip. They're not big and sweeping turns.
So it's a flat turn.
Yeah, it's
when you go into turn one, you better be ready.
Yeah, but it's so beautiful. But a lot of carnage for the dwarf cars, like a lifeline. We got some neck issues, a broken rib. I saw a barrel roll. But
well, they must get up to some silly speeds.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to the Team Brown and ask them why all the carnage, like a lot of carnage. But
more so than normal?
I think so, yeah, with a couple hospital visits. Just this past weekend.
Yeah, would you think that was because was this their first big race?
No, I was thinking that too. No, it is not their first one. So I'm curious why. I mean, a couple cars totaled. But the highlight was Bobby Brown sends me a text on Friday. Picked a 98. This is out of 100. You can't really pick a worse number.
Oh, you did.
So he picks a 98, and I said, well, you know, he never likes to make it easy on himself or his crew chief.
So
but he can do it,
go.
Right? But you can do it. He can do it. Like, my money's always on this kid, Darren Brown. So I'm watching the main event, thanks to Megan Ernst. Her husband was running as well on Facebook Live. Somehow, Darren pulls a 98. Friday night, he's leading with like two laps to go, slows to a stop. Heartbreaking. So
what happened?
Motor broke. That's all I got. I didn't even contact Darren or Bobby. I asked Mom, Julie Brown and all, what happened? I don't even want to bring it up to them. Putting in a new motor Saturday. So top 10 at a national automatically go to Saturday night. Well, Darren's not top 10, so he's got to start all over.
They put a new motor in. They had an extra motor out there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nationals. Yeah, a lot of guys have extra motors.
Just like you.
No.
No.
No, I don't have that bank account. Darren wins a lot, so he wins a lot of money.
Yeah.
He pretty much is winning everything that pays for it. But yeah. Anyway, puts in a new motor. Has to. The best he can start for the A main is 11th because top 10 went through.
Oh, okay. But at least he got 11th.
No, starts 11th.
That's what I said. He started 11th. He could have started at the very end. Or was that the end?
How did he do, Dave?
How did he do?
My money's always on this kid.
With a new bullet?
He won.
Of course.
Of course. Ryan Winters, he called
Probably didn't
last
even
year.
Break the motor in, did he?
Oh, no.
I mean, it's a brand new bullet.
Hot laps, heat race, and then won on it. Yeah, Ryan Winters got second. And then in the vet class, Glenn Scolari, he and I went back and forth a lot in 2019. It was his birthday, and he got second, so that was cool.
Just think if he'd have gotten first.
Yeah,
but
he was big, all smiles, I heard.
Not to change the subject a
little
bit.
Change it.
Did you watch any of the IndyCar qualify or race Saturday?
No, I was working on my house nonstop. Tell me the highlights.
You know BJ?
Yeah.
From the Netherlands?
Uh-huh.
20 years old. Go-karts.
Oh.
Over in the Netherlands.
Yes.
And the talent coming out of this kid.
Amazing.
Is off the
charts.
Yeah, natural. And his family basically hawked everything for him to come to the United States.
They believed in him.
He believed in him. He started kart racing in Florida, and he ended up racing for Daryl Coyne Racing, and he won the race.
Nice.
And I'll tell you what, that kid was, you talk about over the moon.
Were there tears?
Oh, his mother, his dad. His dad was crying. His mother was crying. And I was crying. I was crying like a baby. This kid did so
awesome.
Good.
Hopefully, I wish, like, when those things happen in life, I wish I could bottle that feeling.
Too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all by myself. Yeah. I got goosebumps, and I'm crying. And
changing subject again slightly.
Yes. Yep.
It wasn't Kentucky Derby. It's the other.
Oh,
the Triple Crown.
I cried at that one,
Did you
too.
See the owner or the trainer of the horse that won?
Cried
he was trying
and cried.
To hold his tears
yeah,
in.
Yeah, he couldn't hold them. He was crying, too.
Because that was a long shot.
Yeah,
you
what
know?
Was it? Rum.
Yeah, I didn't even know he was in the race. I'm like, Steve, who won? And he said it. I'm like, who was it? Yeah,
was
Rum.
Rum runner, yeah. Not runner. Rumba. But did you see that horse come out?
And he was digging at the end.
I'm getting goosebumps all over again.
He had a whole different feel to his body going from third when they came out of that turn. He was third and he was just digging.
Yeah,
digging.
I mean, that horse found horsepower like nobody's business.
I was rooting for Medina going in.
Well,
I wanted Medina to do well, but
Medina was tired.
Yeah, he was spent coming out of that turn. And then,
they say it's very rare that
not
only win the Kentucky Derby,
but
to even be in the Kentucky Derby. But Rumba.
Yeah, I know we're butchering it. Yeah, I didn't even know that horse was in the race.
I didn't know who that horse was.
But just the whole body, the whole demeanor.
And it was
of
the jockey's first win.
Oh, he came over from France or something.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I loved about what the jockey said right there, right after the race? He thanked the groomer for calming the horse.
Yeah.
And that's like thanking the crew, but like honestly thanking the crew.
And then they had a horse that came from Japan.
Yes. Oh, I was rooting for that one. Those legs on that horse.
But that poor horse was there for like a week. And it took them forever to get him in the chute.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
And I knew right then and there. My wife says, "Ooh, he may have a chance." I go, "No, he's a nervous wreck."
Yeah, he did not want to go in. And then the last three to go in, it just looked smooth as butter getting them in.
whoever has the job of dragging them in the
shoe. The two guys locking the arms behind that horse.
What about the guy in the front?
I go, that's a dangerous
job. That's a dangerous job. I mean, have you ever been stepped on by a horse?
I've been everything by a horse. Bucked off, thrown off, stepped on, kicked out.
Holy
man. Everything. Right, Mom? Everything bad on a horse has happened to me on a horse.
That was, and I'm not.
That's funny. It was like we were watching it together, but we weren't.
We weren't. I mean, oh my God, it was just such
they're
a great
so beautiful.
Race.
They're so beautiful.
But
creatures.
But I hate it. I hate what Del Mar did. I hate all the horses it killed.
Oh yeah, I ignorance is bliss. I didn't want to think about that. Me too. I wish they'd wait until they were like five.
Well,
just
not
let
only
them
that,
develop.
And don't change the track.
Turf or, yeah.
They spent millions of dollars on that stuff, and. If they had done the research, I'll bet you any amount of money that track material did the same thing to other tracks.
Such a hard time now going. I'm not going to say don't do it.
Yeah,
I'm not that kind of person.
But
I have a hard time.
I'm on the edge of my chair watching these races because
I was
these horses, and I don't care about the money. I care about the beauty of this animal.
The beauty of the animal and the stories. Again, why we should get to know the drivers. Just knowing the stories.
Back to the fun part.
Okay.
The owner
of
Medina Spirit.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, you didn't get to see the race, right?
Yeah, I watched it.
Did you see him wrinkle his nose when Medina didn't?
I did. He took it well. He didn't, throw anything.
No, but it was
we totally noticed the same things. Yes,
I cracked up.
And before that, they did a little backstory on the breeder, the woman who she got a divorce, couldn't afford, sold it for $1,000. You know, but when he did win at Kentucky Derby, she said, "I was screaming, I pulled you out of your mother! I pulled you out of your mother!"
Yeah, I know. And then the owner of the horse who we were talking about, he bought it for $35 from
not
Ballard.
Much.
Or Balfour or
yeah, I know you're talking the trainer that wasn't there.
Yeah, well,
right.
And I have to say, he's had a lot of controversy against him. You know, I understand it, but on the same notion, he says they need to really clean up the testing program. You know, protocol.
He said that.
Yeah, that's what he.
Why? Is he insinuating there's false positives?
Well, no, it's just that he says there's so. I mean, anybody could walk by and give the horse any. I mean. And then one of the other trainers kind of agreed with him, which I thought that was interesting, which I know nothing about.
I mean, I guess I heard.
But it was a salve or thing that somebody had rubbed on the horse, and that's where that
some antibacteria medicine or something.
Yeah,
anti-inflammatory. Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
I don't know. They know what's going on. I'm sure they're supervised 24/7. Those horses.
Well, they are. They are supervised
literally
24/7. I mean, for when you got that kind of money wrapped up in horses.
But the tears show me. I believe the tears are more for the horse and the jockey and everyone, not the money. The tears and the emotion wrapped up.
All right. Well, go home and jump in a jacuzzi.
I know, right?
We got to get you one.
I have one. I have a hot tub.
Well, fire that bad boy up. You should be soaking in it.
I was busy working on the house so I can get back to racing.
All right. This has been Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer!
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.